Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money. And it is so important that we continue this conversation to remind ourselves where everything comes from, because when we're able to live with this recognition, we are going to be happier people. And Amir Tashem, we should be able to continue to live in such a way. So they used to say in the Navardic Yeshiva, they would have a mashal that would highlight how we have to recognize where everything comes from. No matter where we may think that our success is coming from, we have to recognize that it's all coming from above. And they would tell a story of a peasant who was once visiting a big city for the first time, and they showed him a train, and they told him that it was so much faster than the horse and buggy that they were used to. So they were sitting on the train, and we all know that a train starts out going a little slower at first. So this guy who's for the first time on a train, he notices that it's going slower, and he starts slapping the walls and starts smacking the walls, and all of a sudden this train starts going faster and faster. And he starts to think, oh my gosh, look, I'm the one powering the train, and I'm the reason that the train is moving so fast. So he continues to do this the entire time because he thinks that the horse and the train are the exact same thing. This one just has the capacity to go a little bit faster, but I'm the one controlling how this train moves. And the nimshel that they would say in the yeshiva is that Hashem powers each person's train. Hashem is the one who determines how successful each person is going to be, but it's up to us to allow Hashem to go and take that journey for us. The more we believe in it, the more emuna we have, the more we will be able to go and allow Hashem to do his thing, to allow us to be in the positions to succeed. Now again, we have to put in our hashtavlis, and we have to put ourselves in positions to be able to succeed. Now where do you draw the line between that hashtavlis and the emuna? So this is something we've discussed in the past in terms of doing a reasonable amount of hashtavlis. What exactly does that mean? So the mashal that Rav Melech Biederman liked to give is when you're banging in the nail in the hammer, and if it goes in with a reasonable amount to force, then it's going to be okay. But if not, then you have point, you have to bend it. That's already going to be where it's not there. So everyone's got to kind of figure out their balance to figure out what exactly that line is. But we do have to keep that recognition of the fact that Hashem is in charge, because that's when this emuna is ultimately going to come through for us. We have to recognize that it's Hashem who's guiding the train. We, again, put ourselves in positions to be able to see that success, but we have to remember where it's coming from. But then the Chovos HaLevavos in Shaar Bitachon, Perek Daled, continues and discusses, what if someone is not seeing that success? What are they supposed to do? If you're struggling, how are you supposed to move forward? And he explains that the goal, the ideal, is that you should be able to look up and say, Hashem, you put me here in this world at this specific time, in this specific place, with this family, with this life circumstance. Hashem, you clearly know what you're doing and you have a plan for me. I'm where I'm supposed to be at the specific time that I'm supposed to be there. And if you're holding back certain wages for me, and if I don't have what I think I'm supposed to have, it must be because you know what's best for me. Now, again, this is a very tough place to reach. It's a very high level to reach. But the ideal is that this is how we're supposed to think about these things. And he goes on in the Shaar Bitachon, and he explains that our goal, and the Gra actually quotes this from Psukim in Tehillim, that our goal is to be like the baby feeding off the nursing mother, where the baby's not worried about its next meal because it's confident that, of course, the mother is going to take care of all of its needs. And just like we know that the baby is going to get its next meal, that's the way that we need to be feeling as well. And when we're able to have this type of faith, says the Shaar Bitachon, says the Chovos HaLevavos, we get rewarded for such incredible faith. Now again, it's so not easy, but when we're able to feel this way, when we're able to internalize these ideas, to recognize Hashem is the one guiding the train, that Hashem is like our parent who ultimately, as an infant, we're going to be able to keep figuring out where our next meal comes from. We're going to be able to survive. Hashem wants what's best for us. Mir Hashem, we should be able to internalize these ideas, only celebrate good things and celebrate success. But if things are not going the way that we were hoping, to recognize that this is what's supposed to be at this time, to recognize that it can come and it will come. And the more we believe, the more faith we keep, Mir Hashem, we build up those zechuyos, and we should be able to see incredible bracha in our lives. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.